You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Looking at the cryptocurrency world now, where the price of Bitcoin was earlier on the cusp of its all-time high. And this was ahead of the much-anticipated listing of the U.S. exchange-traded fund today. The listing of the ProShares ETF has now happened, and you'll remember that an ETF is an investment vehicle that tracks the price of another asset or basket of assets and that can be traded on a stock exchange. But we do have Johan Erasmus, Executive Director at One Investor South Africa, to tell us why the listing of the US ETF is so significant in the crypto universe. So, Johan, and I suppose that would be my point of departure. Why has this meant so much to Bitcoin and what other cryptocurrencies have done?
Good evening, Fifi. The main reason for the significance of this event is that you now have the first Bitcoin ETF listed on the largest investment market in the world, being the United States. So it's by no means the first. We've already got five Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency ETFs listed in Canada. And in Europe versus on several countries, there's crypto ETNs. But as I say, this is the adoption or the allowing the largest investment pool in the world, the U.S., that now is adopting the first crypto ETF. And of course, through the ETF, it means that investors in the U.S. can now access Bitcoin as exposure through their what the Americans refer to as their 401k funds. And it effectively opens it up to institutional investors and pension fund investors. So I think that's definitely the big step and why all the excitement around it.
Why was the U.S. so late to the party?
Yeah, so the U.S. and the SEC is still very concerned regarding a lot of the features of cryptocurrency, from transparency, market manipulation, KYC issues and that. And those concerns still are there. So if you have a look, that this ETF is not linked to the physical, to a physical Bitcoin, but it actually references the Bitcoin CME futures. So, and there is a difference in that. And the rationale and the reason for the SEC is they say that because the Bitcoin futures are more regulated on the CME exchange, they believe that it is a bit safer than the traditional underlying assets. Not sure everybody agrees that the argument or the reasons given by the SEC make sense, but at least we're moving forward in getting crypto assets into the more mainstream market.
Okay. So I see that the ProShares ETF, it opened at $40.88 today upon listing. So just talk to us about pricing and, what this all means when you compare the price of the ETF at $40 odd to the price of the actual coin, which you say that this ETF doesn't necessarily track.
Yeah, so to remember on the futures, is you're effectively buying the option to receive this underlying, or the price of this underlying, which in this case is a Bitcoin, on a futures date. So it doesn't correspond to the spot price of Bitcoin. There's an additional risk in that. So as the investors or the ETF fund rolls from one futures contract to the next futures contract, the futures market is either in backwardation or in contango, and that can either add value to the investor or reduce value because of those roll yields. The price of $40, I'm in rand already.
Don't we wish?
No, I think unfortunately we've got a bit of time to go. Yeah, the $40 it's because the ETF reduces or fractionalizes the exposure. So one ETF is not equal to one futures contract, but a fraction thereof. But that's still at $40 for one ETF unit. That $40 will increase or decrease with the futures price of Bitcoin, but not the spot price of Bitcoin.
Johan, is this a good buy for listeners who have that question?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I can't comment on if this futures ETF is a good buy or not. I think with futures, one always has to understand the additional inherent risks versus spot, where for spot ETFs, investors can always buy the Canadian. There's five Canadian Bitcoin and four Ethereum ETFs on the Canadian market already, which probably gives you a bit more of a pure exposure, in my view.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for updating us. So that was Johan Erasmus, Executive Director of One Vest South Africa. And I can tell you that when the world's biggest cryptocurrency traded, or when that listing happened, Bitcoin did move to touch $63,000, $337.54. That is according to a story from Reuters. And this is very, very close to the highest level it's ever reached in its entire Bitcoin history. And that is the level of $64,895.22. We'll be watching the price closely.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.